News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The dominating story today is the events, what's going to happen later this morning up in Belfast. The McKee family and all their friends gathering to remember murdered journalist Liara McKee, whose funeral takes place a little bit later on in just a couple of hours' time. This story, of course, has dominated since Thursday night, since the story broke up until today. And there will be a huge outpouring of grief, as you'd imagine, as is normal today. And there will be, as well, a growing sense of pressure on all parties in the north to do something about what's happened. And I don't mean in terms of seeing justice being done. Of course, we expect that of the PSNI. But in terms of offering some sort of political leadership. We're going to be speaking to Michelle O'Neill, the Sinn Féin leader, for example, a little bit later in the show. One of the questions we'll be putting to her is whether something like this, this awful tragedy, can be used to spur on talks in the north.
Yeah, let's hope so, Kieran, because I do think, and I don't say this lightly, I think Northern Ireland, and by extension all of us on this island, are at a crossroads. Do we go forward with the kind of Ireland that Liara McKee would have represented, you know, talented, warm, tolerant, open-minded, kind, all those adjectives that have been used about her by her friends and her loved ones in recent days? Or do we go back and do we turn back along the road advocated by the new IRA, the real IRA, the continuity IRA? They want to bring us back to the darkest days of the Troubles, where murder and mayhem was almost a daily occurrence. They want to throw away all the progress of the last 30 years. And I do think we stand at a crossroads this morning. Which way are we going to turn?
When, in terms of a crossroads, though, like, what is different this morning, or what is different now than when dissidents killed Adrian Ismay or Ronan Kerr or others since 1998? Like, it's not new that there are dissident groups. It's not new that they are willing to kill and that they have killed. I suppose what I'm asking is, like, what makes Liara McKee, and this is a genuine question, but what makes her, like, you know, Franz Ferdinand? If the bullet hadn't hit him in 1914, war still would have broken out because Europe was a powder keg. And it kind of sounds like you're suggesting that if that bullet hadn't killed Liara McKee, that there still would be these huge problems in the north, that the north is a powder keg and the problem will worsen without intervention.
It's a really legitimate question that you ask, because tragically, other lives have been lost over the last 10 years in the north. I think there's a couple of differences, Kieran. One is there is a vacuum there at the moment, a power vacuum, and nature abhors a vacuum. Somebody will move to fill that. We have had no government in the north for the past 2.5 years. And I think Brexit and the fears that Brexit have unleashed about, you know, a united Ireland in the loyalist community, and so on. I just and the opportunity that some violent republicanism sense from that, I think that has changed things. I also think it's different for another reason. I think there is an opportunity here, out of the horror, the awfulness of Liara's death. We have seen a condemnation of the new IRA in Derry that is a sea change that we have never seen before towards any Republican club, Republican organisation. There is a chance here to lance the dissident boil once and for all. If we don't do that, though, I think it is really, really dangerous. And I think it's up to Sinn Féin and it's up to the DUP. Sinn Féin need to drop their preconditions, their red lines for going to returning to talks and returning to Stormont. The DUP needs to shed its utterly intransigent and uncompromising attitude. It needs to forget about trying to win friends and enjoying being in London and being at the centre of attention and actually get back to doing its job. Those two parties have a huge responsibility. And if they fail in that responsibility, well, then ultimately blood will be on their hands as well. They will have to share that responsibility.
As always, we want to know your thoughts on this. 53106, it'll cost a 30 cent. You can tweet us at Breakfast NT. Let's get the thoughts now. Father Joseph Gormley of St Mary's Presbytery in Craigan. Father Gormley, you're very welcome to the programme and thank you very much for speaking to us. I want to talk to you just about Derry and some of the things that Shane touched on there, the reaction to what happened. But I understand that you gave Liara her last rites on Thursday night and into Friday morning. How did you come to be there?
Well, we were in the church here. We had a holy hour of prayer. It was Holy Thursday night. And the rioting was going on up the street on Fanna Drive. And we got word that there was writing going on, so I asked the congregation to go down by the right, not go up to the left. I came back into the house and people were telling me by text messages that a woman had been injured in the rioting. And about 10, 15 minutes later, PSNI rang me to tell me that Sarah, Lyra's partner, had asked for a priest to attend Aldnagavan Hospital. And it was a privilege to do it, but it wasn't a privilege nobody would want, you know.
Yeah.
Because it was just so sad. You see, Lyra, who had, you know, if you've seen pictures of Lyra, she's just a beautiful, almost childlike face, you know, and to see her in Aldnagavan was and to be there with Sarah and be with her friends. And also just to be, then we waited until her mother, Joan, came down from Belfast and her family. And as I said to others, you know, I just wish those who had perpetrated this attack, because it was an attack, you know, I mean, there's a lie going on out, that somehow, you know, the CERU issued a statement saying this was an accident. I mean, that's just ludicrous, because it was an intent to kill. It was an intent to kill police officers as well, and you know, it was definitely an attempt to bring the gun straight back into the street, and particularly the use of our young people. That was the most. If you've seen the footage of it, there's a young person there, who seems to be young anyway, and and also that, you know, in the past, over the years, what has happened here is that it's a tactic that was used for 30 or 40 years, you know, in rioting was to get the young people involved, and then to say the young people are defending our area, you know. And these people use these myths, old myths that have brought back in the past, things that have been abandoned in the past by others.
They kind of worked in the past for a time, but, you know, Shane mentioned it there, I'm sure you heard it, and the PSNI have commented on this as well, is that they've been amazed at the reaction in the community, how quickly people have been to come forward. Is there a sense there, because you're living up there, this is your community, is there a sense there that these tactics have had their day in the sun, that they won't work?
Doctor, they never worked. And, you know, I'm here for the past 5 years, and what I see here is, you know, that there's always the physical damage that this does to people's lives in terms of losing lives. And but we live with it. Many people who have been affected psychologically as a result of the conflict 30, 40 years ago. And I was just listening to your piece before we come on, and yes, we are at a crossroads. Do we want even more of that? And I, as a priest here, you know, we're burying a lot of people prematurely as a result of the troubles as well, in terms of, you know, people dying young because of just they may have got involved and at a time in it, and they may have been affected by being shot themselves or whatever. And you know, that, you know, for example, I mean, you know, there's people who say come to me and say, this is what I remember from the troubles, and they're still trying to deal with it in their lives. And and do we want more of the same, particularly for our young people? And our young people up here are great. For example, last night, I was walking up to a wake here, and I go into the P7 classes, and I've always said the P7 classes, you know, to try and smile. And it must have been a young fellow, about 13 or 14. And I was just walking up, and I suppose my head was down a wee bit. And a young boy shouted at the street, "Father, where's that smile?" I mean, that's the type of young people here in Craigan. And I says, "You're right." And I says, "Thank you for reminding me, you know."
What then, Father Gormley, is your message to the mainstream politicians? Michelle O'Neill is Sinn Féin leader in the North, is going to be speaking to us later today. A lot of people saying, look, just simply, the time to get the finger out has long since gone, but this must spur you to action.
Undoubtedly, we had the party leaders here on Good Friday, as you may be aware, at a vigil here, And, you know, the people of this parish were to welcome them here and delighted to see them here. But we also want, you know, I think they know that they need to get this moving again for all our sakes. Yes, I just heard nature abhors a vacuum, and you know, any opportunity will be used by these groups to put forward on our agenda. I would also say that what needs to happen is, well, you know, we as a community here as well, what we need to do is start conversations amongst ourselves, and hard conversations in the sense of, you know, there's an attitude here that somehow, you know, if this is a social problem, you know, you have social difficulty with some of your neighbours, you contact some of these groups and get them, excuse the expression, sorted out. And that's, for example, if there's antisocial behaviour here, like we've had quite a few shootings here, and people sort of think that, although that's all right, well, if somebody's selling drugs, it's okay if they're shot three times in the legs as a punishment. And, you know, if anybody knows anything about the situation and that, how ludicrous it is, because most of those selling drugs are addicted themselves. And if you could cure addiction by shooting somebody in the leg three times, you know, those who are addicts and wanted to get cured would probably take that, because to cure addiction, it takes a lot more than that, you know.
All right. Well, look, on that note, Father Joseph Gormley, as I said, the priest there in St Mary's Presbytery in Craigan. Father Gormley, thanks a million for speaking to us this morning.
Yeah, I think he spoke really, really well. Lyra McKay, Kieran, represented this. You know, she looked beyond sectarian squabbling. She spoke for the ceasefire generation. Does Sinn Féin speak for the ceasefire generation? Does the DUP speak for the ceasefire generation? That's the question this morning.